But it's your word that's the important word in our lives, not all the noise that we hear from other sources. We need to come to you. So may your word be the lamp unto our feet, the light unto our path, the lamp that guides the way. May it be the very rock on which we stand. So let my words be your words, or may they be harmless and slip away. Let us hear you this morning. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. So you can see why, if you're using this at a memorial service, they stop at a particular point. Because the story about Philip and all of that gets a little confusing. I often feel like the book of John is like a hamster wheel. And I abide in you, and you abide in me, and it just feels like I'm going around and around and around and around, because it's not as clear, maybe, as it's not as story-driven, maybe, as Mark or Luke or Matthew. John often has different stories in it than the other three Gospels. They are called the Synoptic Gospels. John is a little different. I saw something on Facebook last night that I thought was very interesting, that there's a new theory, maybe it's not new, that Mary Magdalene actually wrote the book of John. So I don't know if that's that now that, you know, it helps me to wonder, so is this from a woman's perspective? Someone who was in the inner circle, but not named in the inner circle, but certainly was there through everything that happened. Hard to know. But when do you typically hear these words? Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. When do you typically hear these words? It's okay. You can answer. At a funeral. Exactly. And there are words that are supposed to bring us comfort. Because especially in the time where we have lost a loved one, we don't necessarily feel very peaceful. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm finding in this particular time, I'm not feeling very peaceful either. My husband and I were talking the other day, and he said, I just feel so angry all the time. And it's not because of our relationship or anything like that, but there's just so much out there that stirs things up that there's just this sort of core of anger. Now, maybe it's because we live in a big city as well. And it's hard to find that sense of peace. I got out of the car here. I could hear the birds singing. There wasn't a whole lot of other noise. I felt a little bit more peaceful. And maybe it happens when you live not in the big city that you find a sense of peace. But there's so much that's going on out there that I'm finding it hard to have a sense of peace. How about you? Yeah? And sometimes it's hard to turn off those voices. And, you know, it's fairly easy. You just turn the TV off. And so where do you find that sense of peace? Do you take a walk in the morning and listen to the birds chirping? Maybe you go to lunch with a friend and talk about meaningful things in your lives. Maybe it's when you go to bed with your beloved and you can end your day holding hands and being with each other. And I recognize that that may be a sense of grief because maybe your beloved has gone on. So how do we shut off the noise? I can't imagine that Stephen was feeling very peaceful from the story in Acts. I'm not sure that that's what Bob Dylan meant in the 60s when everybody must get stoned. Because I don't think anybody was thinking, oh, I'd like to be put in a hole and have rocks thrown at me until I die. I mean, that's, you know, and so he was one of the early martyrs of the church. But if we think about these words that Jesus has written, or he didn't write them, that he has spoken, that either Mary or John or somebody wrote, you can imagine that he knows what's happening. He knows about the tumult that's going on in Israel at the time. It's been a tumultuous history the whole time of Israel. Good kings, bad kings, all of that. They get taken off into exile. Even from the beginning of the Bible, you know, they were taken into exile, brought back. So you can imagine that the history there has been tumultuous. And he's asking for people to find a sense of peace. Now, what is peace to you? It's okay to answer. When do you find peace? Michael, how about you?
Early in the morning.
Sometimes. Before you turn on the TV.
Before I turn on anything.
Okay. Maybe before the first cup of coffee. How about others? When do you have that sense of peace? When you can turn things off and just be in the presence of the Lord. I think a lot of people don't know how to do that. But there's that sense of, it's not even just being peaceful. You know, I think of the Eagles, I've got that peaceful, easy feeling. I know it won't let me down. Or maybe it's, I know you won't let me down. Except human relationships often let each other down. But I've got that peaceful, easy feeling. What Jesus is talking about is beyond just that peaceful, easy feeling. Jesus is talking about shalom, which actually means like the well-being, not just of the disciples, but of the community. So if we were truly to be people of peace, how do we help to bring about well-being here in the community in which we find us? Because I imagine even here in Lufkin that there might be little pockets of places that don't feel very peaceful. And we who follow Jesus, because he is the way, the truth, and the life, are called to help bring those places to peace. Now, if we think about peace also being in harmony, who remembers the Coca-Cola song? I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. So we have to, if we're in harmony, then that helps to bring about a sense of peace, a sense of well-being. That maybe we're not all singing the same song, but maybe we're all on the same beat. Because we have a certain rhythm in life. So what does peace look like? Who do we think of? I often think of somebody like the Dalai Lama, or Mother Teresa, or these other, St. Francis of Assisi. But if I were to look for people that are bringing about peace now, I'm not sure who I would look to. Because those that are fighting for civil rights are not seen as peace bringers, but they're seen as people who are trying to bring well-being into the whole community, not just part of the community. And often they're branded as troublemakers. Well, you know who else was branded as a troublemaker? Jesus. As he was trying to fix systems that oppressed people, fix systems that kept certain people in power and others powerless. And because he was a troublemaker, we know what happened. That was the story we celebrated about 5 weeks ago, on Good Friday, where he was crucified, and on Sunday, where he rose again. So I think about the song that I am surprised is not in the hymnal. I thought it was, but it wasn't. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God, our Creator, children all are we. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony. Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, may this be my solemn vow, to take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. So how do I do that if I'm not feeling very peaceful? I need to be able to dissipate any of the anger that I feel. I need to be able to be in a loving relationship with my fellow humans. I need to be in that place where I can be of assistance to someone, even if they don't expect it. And maybe that's the best time, is when they don't expect it. So to be able to cultivate that sense of peace, because peace is one of the 9 gifts of the fruit of the Spirit, and I can always get the first 3, love, joy, and peace. So perhaps if I'm living in a life of joy that's filled with love, then that'll help bring about peace. So I don't know about you, but I am praying for peace, not just here in Lufkin or in Houston or even within myself, but around the world, because there are a lot of people who don't have the basic necessities. They don't have access to clean water. They don't have enough food, and some of them are even here in our country. And so how do we, sitting here in our very comfortable sanctuary, help to bring about that sense of peace and wellness to the world? Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me and us and everyone here in Lufkin, because we can actually make a change in the world. It may just be that ripple where it feels like we're throwing the pebble into the pond and the ripples go out, but the ripples continue to go out and they have that effect. So that if we help someone to have access to clean water or have access to food or have access to a good education or access to whatever it is that your community needs to help to bring about a sense of well-being, then that helps to promote peace. So let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let's say it together. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Amen.